The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Ted Southern works as a costume designer in New York City.
We do Broadway shows, we do movies, theater.
But Ted has always had his eye on something else, beyond the runway, beyond Broadway. He has his eye on the Milky Way. More after this from Charlie. Ted Southern is an artist who has studied music performance, sculpture, costume design. In fact, he's currently got a costume contract with Cirque du Soleil. But he has always had a fascination with space. And so he and his partner, Nick Moiseev, a Russian engineer, entered a NASA competition to design a new space glove. They came in second and got a check for $100,000. And that's when Ted and Nick decided, why not design a full spacesuit?
I'm Ted.
I am Nick.
And we are the founders of Final Frontier Design.
They launched a Kickstarter campaign and are now on the third version of their spacesuit, which CBS's Vanita Nair tried on.
This is your spacesuit that you'll try on today. Spacesuits are hot. Your body's exothermic and you're in this contained environment, so you will heat up. So to close the helmet, you kind of duck under and...
Ted and Nick's company, Final Frontier, just received a $125,000 grant to make gloves for future missions to Mars. But Southern is hoping to get NASA to go for the full spacesuit.
NASA is very risk-averse, and it's hard to convince big companies like Boeing that a couple guys in a garage can make something that can compete or is even better than what's currently available.
You see, whereas NASA is used to spacesuits that typically cost well into the millions, Ted, with his experience in meeting costume budgets, has built a suit that costs a small fraction of that. And I have a feeling that the only thing harder than designing a working spacesuit is convincing a government agency to spend less money on it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.